Japanese retailer Muji has hundreds of stores around the world. But what sets it apart from other international brands is its choice to promote the use of Xinjiang cotton. Sourcing materials from the autonomous region in northwestern China has become a minefield for companies exporting to the US. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act presumes all Xinjiang goods are made with forced labor unless proven otherwise.
They're being asked to prove a negative, and that's extremely difficult to do. So you're going to have implementation problems with this law. On the other hand, China is really not making things any easier for itself. What they've been doing is restricting activities within the province of Xinjiang, making it very difficult for companies to move around, very difficult to get documentation.
A range of commonly used materials are sourced from the region, including a quarter of the world's tomato paste, 40% of solar panel polysilicon, and 13% of wind turbines. Xinjiang is also home to 20% of global cotton supplies, cotton which either directly or indirectly ends up in the supply chains of many international fashion brands.
A shipment for the retailer Uniqlo was seized by U.S. Customs earlier this year for violating the ban on imports from Xinjiang. Its CEO has refused to comment on where it sources its cotton from, saying businesses are being forced to pick a side in the U.S.-China dispute.
Those who do take a stand risk the wrath of nationalistic Chinese consumers. Last year, Swedish brand H&M became the target of boycotts and lost millions of dollars in sales revenue after it cut ties with Xinjiang suppliers. Fearing a backlash, many companies are quietly moving their supply chains elsewhere.
The U.S. is not the only market. The largest market for China right now is ASEAN and also Europe. So, and the U.S. is third. So although it's a very, very important market, China has not put all its eggs in one basket.
The Biden administration has accused Beijing of genocide, saying it's detained more than 1 million Uyghurs and coerced 100,000 into working against their will. China has denied the accusation, calling it the lie of the century. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.